Boss, ain't you going to bed?
Not right now.
Ain't you planning on going to bed in the near future?
No.
You ever going to bed?
No.
Well, I ain't sleepy either.
Good, then have a drink.
You're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits.
To the death, I accept.
Good. Then pour the wine.
It's The Wine Crush, a show that's all about the grape. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
She was one tough old mama.
I don't like fast women.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay-sipping wine diva, to lead you on the happy trail that is the journey about the grape and all its glory. We are all about wine today, and we are here to help you to find that perfect gift for the wine lover. We are going to lead you down the path of so many different ideas that you need to pull over, grab a pen, grab your pad, and get ready for some wonderful ideas. So you don't just have to listen to me. We are going to get some advice from two wonderful men. One is David Portuis. He is the creator of the Washington Wine Trails board game. And we're also going to speak with Chris Mumbauer. He is from IWA, International Wine Accessories. And of course, the most important part of the crush on any show are your calls and your emails. For those of you who have not called in yet, I encourage you to do it. Any question, nothing too severe, nothing too awful, anything we can answer, you can do that at 877-4-CRUSH-1. Or for those of you who would just rather type their merry way along, you can email us at info@winecrush.com. Well, as we are going through our ideas, of course, I have great ideas on what to get wine lovers because I am a wine lover, and I will share those with you as we go through the show. But this is usually the point of the show. We talk about what we're drinking. And I'm going to reference back to another show we did where we talked about different types of wine and holiday sipping spirits. And something we had talked about was mulled wine. One of our kind callers had called in and asked about it, and I know we had talked briefly about a recipe. Well, I had had a party at my house, and I had some leftover red wine. For our listeners who aren't up to speed, mulled wine basically is a great excuse to get rid of wine that you don't really know what to do with. Say you had a party, you had about 6 open bottles of red wine. It's kind of the Christmas answer to sangria. You dump it all together, you put a whole bunch of stuff in a pot, it should turn out great, right? Wrong. For those of you who follow me, you know that I can burn water, so why I thought that I could actually cook wine, I don't know what possessed me. Maybe it was the 3 glasses of Chardonnay I consumed. But for those of you who are going to try to make your own mulled wine this year, let me offer 4 pieces of advice. The first, regardless of whether a pot watched will not boil, trust me, if you turn your back on it, it will boil over. So yes, wine does reach a boiling point faster than you would expect. Secondly, please make sure when you're adding your spices that the tops are firmly affixed. So when you're dumping your cinnamon and cardamom and cloves into this wine, that you don't wind up with a big pile of spice in the middle of it. The third piece of advice to remember when you're making your mulled wine is that these spices do burn. They don't just bubble up all together. So you have to actually stir the wine while you're doing it. The fourth and final piece, even though it is great to serve warm by a fire, throwing a cinnamon stick in it, when you taste it cold, do exactly what I did. Go ahead, pour it down the disposal because I had to use the disposal for all the crunchy pieces that were in it by the time I was done. So, encourage all of you who have had experience making mulled wine that might have turned out pleasant. Let me know what your secret was. So next time I am stupid enough to try this, probably 12 months from now, I will at least not have to pull the fire extinguisher out. So that is our wine discovery discussion. But I will say this, when I got over the disaster of my mulled wine, I did have a great Chardonnay, Liparita. It's a Napa Valley property. Kind of exclusive, a little bit hard to find, but the bottle says Enlace, Enlace. That's how it's spelled. It's actually Enlace, and it means interlaced, and surely these flavors were great. They were interlaced well, and they did go well with the cheeses that I had intended to serve with the mulled wine. So now that I have gotten off my soapbox and told you my entertaining cooking story for the week, it is time to look ahead for great wine gifts. And I think if I get one question this time of year, whether it's from customers, whether it's from friends, whether it's from you kind listeners, it's about giving wine and giving wine-related accessories to people who are in the business or to people who they think know a lot about wine. And this can be a very, very daunting task. I think people are worried about being intimidated. And unfortunately, there are some wine aficionados, and some of them definitely are my friends, who will look down upon a bottle of wine. Oh my God, can you believe they gave me this bottle of wine? And it's those people that have put a bad cast on giving wine-related gifts. But if you look at things objectively, this is one of the best things you can parlay into holiday shopping. Wine generally comes 12 bottles to a case. That's 12 gifts right out of the gate that you have knocked out. The key is to finding something that you think your friends will like, your bosses, or your coworkers will like. And that's hopefully what we have guided you through so far on the Wine Crush to give you some ideas. But bottles of wine are always great. The concept of any kind of books, any kind of accessories, please don't feel intimidated. Always reach out and look for the best interest of your friends. We actually have an email on something like that. This is from Douglas Trepasso in Chicago. He writes, how do you store wine that has a screw top? Standing upright, I would like to thank you for all your wine suggestions. My friends and I like to try good wines that fit in with our budget. And also, is it acceptable to give bottles of wine with screw tops as gifts? Absolutely. One, to store wine with screw caps, it doesn't really matter. Here is the golden rule with screw caps. No matter what Plump Jack did, if a wine comes with a screw cap, it's meant to be drunk within a year. It's generally a fresher style wine. It's generally Sauvignon Blanc. It's generally New Zealand. It's generally Australia. It doesn't matter how you store it. The key is how quickly you drink it. Unscrew the cap, put a straw in it, you're fine, you're good to go. But as far as giving that as a gift, absolutely. I think long gone are the days when people look down on wines with screw caps. We're not talking about Mad Dog 2020 anymore. We're not talking about Boone's Farm. These are legitimate producers who are putting screw caps on these bottles, really in a conservation effort. One, it helps our pocketbook. I think we've covered this on The Crush before. For every 12 bottles of corked wine, meaning corked finished wine, that you buy, at least one bottle of that is going to be corked. It's going to be bad. So by having a screw cap, you obviously eliminate the need to have corked wine. But secondly, there is a cork shortage. So these people who are being environmentally friendly and putting the screw caps on the bottles are actually saving our environment and saving our trees. So if anyone that you give a screw cap bottle to turns their nose up, tell you what, give me their name. Call into The Crush, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Let me know, and we will call them out in public for being an anti-green person. All right, coming up on The Crush, we have Chris Mumbauer from IWA to give you some concrete ideas to give your wine-loving friends. And we also have more of your calls, your emails, and, of course, the most important thing that you can ask for, my top five list of the best gifts for wine lovers. More when we come back.
Little glass of wine.
Ori wants us to finish this bottle and then three more. Says he'll water his garden with champagne before he let the Germans drink it. He's looking at you, kid.
The Wine Crush.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has seven models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
1-800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping wine diva. And we today are talking about the best gifts for wine lovers. This is the time of year where all of us are stressing out trying to find that perfect gift. And people who love wine, well, we do tend to be a little bit difficult to shop for. I mean that just a little bit. So it does help to have your friendly Wine Crush staff to bring you wonderful ideas. And on that note, wonderful people to help you out. Right now, we have Chris Mumbauer. Chris currently oversees the merchandising and planning functions for International Wine Accessories. That is IWA, for those of y'all on the know. And this is an online and catalog retailer of wine cellars, custom racking, and accessories. Chris, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you, Laura.
It is so nice to finally have someone from IWA that I can talk to. I have looked and drooled over your catalogs for probably the last 10, 15 years.
Well, it's great to have a chance to talk about our products, and we'll see what we can do for customers for gifts this year.
Absolutely. For our listeners, IWA is the premier retailer of wine-related gifts, whether it's decanters, whether it's Lagool openers, whether it's coasters. You pretty much run the gamut of everything anybody could have to offer.
Yes, we do, and we also are now affiliated with Dean and DeLuca, and we also offer some gifts this year with Dean and DeLuca wines that they've been able to scour the Napa Valley and find the finest of all the California wines. So there's also some gifts that you can actually get a whole wine cellar with wine in it, too.
Oh, there you go. So being affiliated with Dean and DeLuca, let me guess, I can get my Riedel champagne glasses, I can get the Parmesan to go with it, and I can get a bottle of Sejay.
You are absolutely correct.
You are a man after my own heart. I like that. One-stop shopping. All right, Chris, with this economy, I think the foremost on everybody's mind is trying to save a little bit of coin. What do you have that can interest our wine-loving people?
Well, a couple of products that I'll talk about. One out on the market, it's been out a little while, but it's a phenomenal product. It's one that I actually love. I actually have it at my house. It's a Venturi aerator, and that's the gift for those people who, you know, wine takes so long to ferment and in the bottles, and you can't wait that extra 20 or 30 minutes to decant it. And what this aerator does, it's an instant aerator. You just pour the wine through the aerator, and your glass is ready to drink.
I was about to say, Chris, you're going to have to define that, because you say aerator. I think the little thing that attaches behind my mowers and turns up all that little red clay dust when I'm in my yard.
No, this is actually a product where some engineers have gotten together, and, you know, it actually will age wine in a matter of minutes versus putting it in a decanter and letting it air for a while.
So in simpler terms, this gadget helps wine breathe.
That is correct.
All right. It's always nice to take a breath here and there. anything that can make my wine ready to drink faster, I'm all about.
Yeah, and the retail on those are around the $40 range.
And that's a good value. Have that been well received by both wine lovers and neophytes as well?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's our number one selling item, both to our retail and to our wholesale customers. The couple that actually created this gift is actually, or the aerator itself, are actually also selling it in some of the wineries in California. I think they said they were up to 40 now.
Oh, wow.
So it's out there in the market. We really haven't seen a decline in sales. And like I said, for those people who are a little bit impatient and can't wait for their wine, it's ready to go.
I have no idea who you'd be referring to or talking about. None whatsoever. All right, Chris, that's something that's definitely good for all wine drinkers. What do you get someone like me, someone who has been in the wine business 20 years, someone who has all the stemware they could ask for? I have the cellars. What do I have to have that you carry?
Well, I think one of the things I'll talk about, what you have to have that you probably do not have, is an older style corkscrew. I mean, one of the things, or all the things out on the market now, are levers or rabbits or the old, not necessarily the old style, but the, you know, waiter style corkscrews.
Right.
And what we actually have are two old style corkscrews that are actually made by artisans in Argentina. And they're actually a brass and steel finish, and one is actually sort of a twist. It's hard to describe without seeing it, sort of a twist and pull type, and the other is a three-finger corkscrew that actually has a leather handle on it.
I was about to say, somewhere along the lines, you're talking about the prong osseos, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, those things give me nightmares. Every time I try and use an osseo, I stab myself and draw blood. No matter how long I've been in the business, no matter how many sommelier certifications I have, I swear to God, I panic every time I see one. For our listeners, an osseo is actually, it has a little handle on it, and if you can imagine two straight prongs that come out kind of in a curve, you're supposed to slip it down into the bottle between the cork and the bottle itself. It takes truly a talented individual to do this, and I promise you this, after your third bottle of Chardonnay, the damn thing doesn't work.
Maybe so, you should open the three bottles before you start.
I've got to learn that, and I like the way you think. You're definitely a Georgia boy, aren't you, Chris?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I like the idea of the old-style wine tools, because definitely people won't have those. What kind of price point are you talking about?
Well, on the leather T-handle corkscrew, that's in the $60 range, and the old classic corkscrew is $85. Like I said, both of these are brass. One has a leather handle. The other one is brass and steel. Both come in presentation boxes also.
Oh,
so you can leave them out on your counter or bar for display.
Oh, so I can have something to throw after it once I throw it out the window with the osseo. I got that.
Yep.
Well, Chris, you gave us a great list of different gifts, but I am going to touch base on one because our listeners call about this all the time. One of my favorite questions to field is, I had this great bottle of wine. It had a black label on it. It had gold lettering, and it had little red flowers up in the corner. What wine was that? So I think one of the gifts you're offering, the Hinckley Label Remover gift set, would be invaluable for anyone who tries to collect labels or tries to keep a wine journal. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, what the Hinckley Label kit is, it's like you said, it contains a label off, and you know, as we all drink too much wine or we had that great wine that we can't remember, this gives you the opportunity to actually pull the label off. So it's a label remover, the label offs, and it also comes with a nice leather journal. And you can peel off the label, you stick the label into the journal, and then you can write tasting notes on it or what you might have had to eat with it that brought out the flavor with it. Or if you just want to, you know, write about what you liked about the wine or something like that, you can always remember that.
That is a great offering, no matter how you look at it. And that also brings to mind something for our listeners. Regardless of whether you look at a leather-bound journal or if you are just looking at hasty notes on cocktail napkins about what you drank always wind up in the wash. A great gift for anybody is a journal where they can write down what they had, what they liked, and who they were with.
Yes, and this the Hinckley also does come in a nice presentation box also, so you can keep it on your counter. In addition to the gift itself, we do sell a leather book, a different leather book, and a pewter book for tasting notes. Those are in the $35 to $40 range for the leather books themselves. The Hinckley kit itself is $215.
Those are all great values and definitely great ideas. Chris, for our listeners who are trying desperately to write and drive at the same time, what is your website? Where can they go and find all these wonderful ideas?
What they can do is they can go to iwawine.com and you can search our website. And we've also added a specific section where people can go. If you go to the main page, it actually has a section where it's called Holiday Gift Ideas.
Well, so perfect.
Some of the items we talked about today are on there, plus some other ideas, you know, and they run price ranges like we talked about anywhere in the 30s, you know, all the way up to that wine cellar full of wine, which is right around $6,400 for a complete cellar and wine.
Well, there you go. Complete gifts for all the wine lovers in your life. Well, Chris, thank you very much for being part of the show. Once again, that was Chris Mumbauer with IWAwine.com. And hopefully we'll have you back on the show and you can tell us what your bestseller was.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. All right, more on the Wine Crush when we return. More great gifts, more retail strategies, and of course, more guests coming up.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air, would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare. I have an asthma attack. I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the Wine Crush.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your host to the show that's all about the grapes. And hats off to our producer finally finding a little bit more upbeat music. Let's lose that Jim Croce, shall we? All right, today we are talking about great gifts for wine lovers. And this time of year, everyone goes scrambling and tries to find the perfect gift or tries to find something that will make an impact on someone. And that's what we're hoping to guide you along the Happy Merry Wine Way today with giving you some ideas and helping you think outside the box. Of course, we talked to Chris from IWA, and we have some other interesting guests coming up. But this is the point where I want you to pull over. I'll wait. And I want you to get a pen and a piece of paper because I'm going to give you my great gift ideas. Now, understand, this comes from 22 years in the wine business. This comes from more wine stuff around my house that I can trip over. These are the things that are appreciated. And what's key in all this? This is a struggling economy. There's an article in consumeraffairs.com that talk about analysts see drop in Christmas retail sales. And ultimately, it comes down to this. 44% of you are going to be spending less on Christmas. 22% of you are cutting out Christmas entirely. 15% of you are so worried about credit card debt that you're not going to use them. And interestingly, 92.9% plan on shopping at Walmart. I'd like to hear the 7% of you that didn't and tell me where you went. Maybe it's going to be IWA. But ultimately, it says, this year looks so bad that even normally good signs for retail sales, such as more Americans staying home this Christmas, can't save the season for retailers. Well, with everyone looking at cutting back and everyone trying to be value conscious, each one of these ideas that I'm going to give you are at least $30 or less, if not less expensive than that. So I'm going to assume that all of you are safely parked and ready to write. For your wine lovers, the best idea you can give them if they don't already have them is any kind of subscription. And when I say subscription, you can get them a subscription to Connoisseur's Guide, to Wine Enthusiast, to The Wine Spectator, to Food and Wine Magazines. All of these will cost you probably less than $35, $40. And they're going to be a great reminder every month or even twice monthly. One, that you gave them a lovely gift, but two, it helps them keep up with wine and helps them to keep on point. And as we all know, any true wine lover never wants to be one up by somebody else. 2, a decanter. Now, I know this sounds kind of tacky, and I'm not talking about the whiskey decanters. You can even go to your shelves at Target and find a basic decanter. It doesn't have a lid. It stands about 8 inches high. It has an open neck and a long, flat bottom. There is nobody who's been in the wine business, loves wine, has a wine cellar, that can have enough of these. One, most of us are stupid enough when we put them in our dishwasher so they break. But two, if you're having a party, there's nothing worse than opening 6 bottles of wine and not having 6 decanters so that you can blind taste or so you can aerate. Someone's always going to get upset because their wine didn't get balanced. So decanter is number two. Number three, if you want to give someone a great bottle of wine but you don't know what they drink, port, sherry, and champagne. Any price point, any area, this is always a good offering for people in the wine business. Chances are it's not something they thought to bring home themselves. Number four, there are certain people that no matter how many different wines you ask them to try, no matter how many different labels come out, no matter how many different offerings you give them, are loyal and steadfast to one single winery. I have a friend who's like that with cake bread. They don't know anything but cake bread this, cake bread that. One of the best things you can do for these type people is go to the winery's website. Generally, you type in www.capebread.com, and they're going to have a segment of that website that has wearables on it. And what I mean is you can get them a t-shirt that says Cape Bread or a baseball hat that says Cape Bread. Most people don't think of these things, and it's something nice. It's a nice touch, and it's very, very personal. So I encourage you, check out your winery's websites and give your favorite wine snob something that advertises his brand. Finally, and I think this is one of the best hands-down gifts you can give anybody, because nobody who loves wine, especially someone like me, can have more wine books than they can read. And I think wine books are one of the best gifts you can give. You can inscribe on the cover. To Laura, you are my favorite wine radio host in the world. You're the best ever. And put the date on it, and they know exactly when you gave it. Thank you, Kent, for your commentary. So, wine books, some great recommendations. James Conway wrote Napa and Sonoma. There's a book called Tale of Two Valleys. Obviously, reference the Wine Bible, So the Bees, all the big reference guides. Those are going to cost you a little bit more. But for those of you who are looking for something unique this year, there is a new book out. It came out about 6 weeks ago. It's called A Billionaire's Vinegar. And I have just picked it up and read it, and I guarantee most of your wine snob friends have not. Definitely go out of the way and find that book. So there you go, Laura Lawson's top 5 wine recommendations. And for those of you that didn't pull over, I know you're recording, and you can check this out again on the website, because I'm sure it's going to wind up as my blog this week. So go check that out at www.winecrush.com. All right. Right now we have someone who has braved our wine line. We have Jim.
I've got a question on, it's actually a 2-part question. It's Christmas season, and want to buy decent wine without looking like an idiot for my clients and customers, for people who don't really know a whole lot, or people who do know a lot about wines. What would you recommend?
Well, number one, Jim, the key to not looking like an idiot when you buy wine, don't wear silly hats, don't wear suspenders, make sure your shirt and pants match, and really go sober. It does help. But as far as when you're picking out wine, I think one of the best things you can do, clients and customers, they're hard to pick up on. You never know what they like. I actually bought a bottle for a client once. I was so proud of myself. I spent $70 on a Chardonnay only to find out that the wife poured it down the sink because she didn't allow alcohol in the house. I think some note to take from my top 5 recommendations was to look at ports and look at sherries. And these are things that you can get fairly reasonable. You can spend from $13 a bottle all the way up to $130 a bottle. But everybody is going to find at some point a use for port and sherries. Even for non-alcoholic households, and yes, they do exist, you can cook with them. And recipes call for sherry, recipes call for port. There are some people that even pour the port over their ice cream. Now, hopefully, you're dealing with a sophisticated clientele that will do what they're supposed to, uncork the port, pour it in a glass, sit by a fire, have some walnuts, have some Stilton, and just relax and enjoy. What's interesting is you can even go to your local Mega Mart or your local box store, and chances are they will offer case discounts on that. That, of course, depends on how many clients and how many customers that you may have. Well, hopefully that helps you out a little bit. But I encourage all of you, call us if you have questions. You can call the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1, and you too can benefit from my wisdom. All right, coming up on The Crush, we have more gift ideas and more great guests, so stay tuned.
I'll have a
white wine spritzer.
And you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. Hi.
Hi.
You look good.
You look good yourself. I thought you were never going to call me.
You did?
But I really wanted you to, and I thought you were never going to.
Do you have kids?
No.
You want mine?
The Wine Crush.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has seven models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Songer.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit card.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
It's The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are giving you great gifts for wine lovers. Now, I assume all of you are back on your merry way after writing down my wonderful list, but there are a couple things that I've neglected to mention, and one of them has to be very specific, but a great gift for wine lovers. There are a number of board games and a number of card games out there that are wine-oriented. Some of them involve smelling. Some of them are very detailed and intricate. Some are ones that can just be ego games. Wine Smarts is just sitting around reading cards and guessing answers, which actually at some point I'll pull my producer into and we'll have a lot of fun tormenting her. We can all learn along the way. But one of the most interesting ones I have seen lately is a new board game called Washington Wine Trails. And today, we are lucky enough, we have Dave Porteous of Porteous Vineyards. That's www.porteous.com. But most importantly, he is the creator of this fascinating, wonderful game. Dave, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Ah, thank you so much for calling in. For our listeners, Washington Wine Trails, the board game. Tell me about your brilliant idea and tell me how this came about.
Well, sure. Washington Wine Trails, the board game is just, well, it's an educational board game about wine. It doesn't require you to know any information beforehand, so you can just learn as you go along the way.
I think what I like most, there's different things. The whole point of the game is to be the player with the most prestige, and throughout the game, the player is going to be exploring different wine trails, building prestige, completing a wine cellar, and even committing faux pas. And that's where you won me. You have the same attitude, and the creators of this game had the same attitude. Wine is supposed to be fun, and this is the first game I've ever seen where it incorporates a whole lot of laughter and having a good time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that we're like-minded on that. We always had a great time in the tasting room at Porteous Winery. My brother and I worked there, and we were inspired to make this game from the crazy, hilarious things that we saw customers do.
For our listeners, obviously, Porteous, great winery out of Washington State, we'll touch on in a second. But the sure. faux pas that they talk about, the cards in the game talk about different, let's just say, challenges that you encountered in the tasting room. And there's a number of different ones. This is one of my personal favorites, faux pas. After tasting a great wine, you decide to take it home. It's free if they don't see you take it. At least that's what the voices in your head are telling you. So my question is, how often did this stuff really happen in your tasting room?
Well, a lot of these are a compilation of what happened in our tasting room and in the surrounding area. Shoplifting was pretty rare and usually only by people that were so drunk that they wouldn't remember it the next day. Now, we don't get a lot of drunk people through, so that's the fringe of our customers, but it does occasionally happen.
It does occasionally happen. Here's one that's my personal pet peeve, even at wine tasting, strong perfume. You put on your favorite perfume for wine tasting. It smells of rich vanilla and exotic honey, no matter that it often overpowers the taste of wine for everyone else, but you smell good. So... See, I've had fun. I've already been playing with your game. In fact, it's kept me distracted lately to many people's delight. So,
I'm very glad to hear that.
All right, so for our listeners, if you ever wanted to know how not to behave in a tasting room, definitely pick up the board game and read the faux pas. Chances are you have actually done something along those lines at some point. So enough about the board game, although we do encourage our listeners, if you want a great gift for your friends, your family, even for yourself, WashingtonWineTrails.com, definitely look into the game. Let's talk about the root of the game. Let's talk a little bit about your winery.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Porteous Winery was established back in 81 by my dad, Paul Porteous. Back then, we were the 14th winery in Washington State. And since then, we've specialized in dry reds, including Petit Sirah. Probably our staple wine is Cabernet Sauvignon. We're just recently getting into some whites. We have a Viognier and a Chardonnay, an Orange Muscat to come. But, yeah, if you like dry reds, that's definitely our specialty.
That is typically when you look at Washington State, you think Merlot, you think Cabernet. The Petit Sirah is an interesting addition.
Yeah, we're one of very few growers up there. Another strange one that we grow is a Zinfandel. I know, you know, California knows a lot for their red Zins there. There's a funny rumor going around Washington that it grows in, but we didn't hear it till it was already planted and flourishing.
Oh, don't you love it when people tell you what you can't do?
Oh, yeah, my favorite. We also make a Malbec, which is really nice and spicy. It has some blueberry and blackberry notes to it.
Well, it definitely sounds like y'all have run the gamut on wines. Is there a place our listeners can find your wines and find more information on them?
Well, yeah. You can find our wines at our winery website, which is www.porteous.com. Or if you happen to be in the area, you can stop by the winery itself.
Well, we definitely ask our listeners to reach out for you. And Dave, I appreciate you being part of the show and definitely for advocating your Washington Wine Trails game and, of course, your wines.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on today.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, once again, we encourage our listeners, reach out to the website on porteous.com. Also, reach out and get that board game, washingtonwinetrails.com. For my fellow diehard wine lover people, you've got to check this game out. It is worth the laughter and the faux pas alone. So, For those of you who want to check out a little bit further what we discussed, you can reach us at 877-4CRUSH1, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. But before we take a small break, I'm going to take advantage of another game that I would recommend for our listeners to purchase as gifts. This is from Wine Smarts. And so I challenge you, our listeners. Here is today's question. What is the most widely planted grape in New Zealand? Is it Chardonnay? Is it Sauvignon Blanc? Is it Shiraz? Or is it Malbec? Give it a thought. We will get back with the answer and more great gift ideas and more of your calls and emails on The Crush after this small break.
Break out the ale! He's been a thirsty! Yeah!
The Wine Crush.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? You're not alone. Increasing prices and the costs of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts in collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153.
Hear that? That's an engine running with Z-Max. Z-Max with micro lubrication delivers performance that you can hear and feel every time you drive. With Z-Max in your engine, you'll experience a cleaner, easier running, more powerful engine, and you'll see big savings from improved gas mileage. For performance you can feel, nothing works like Z-Max. Feel it for yourself. Log on to ZMAX.com today and find the retail performance partner near you. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has seven models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
It's the Wine Crush.
Sitting here thinking about the times I roam on. Different girl that I have known.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I've been your host for today's guide to great gift giving. I hope that we have given you a lot of neat ideas and helped you think outside the box, be it a game box, be it a delivery box, to get that person in your life who loves wine something unique and something different. Definitely this time of year, we try and strive to find something special. But just remember, the joy is in the giving, and if they don't like it, well, that kind of leads to this email we have from Heather in San Diego. Heather writes, Is it okay to re-gift a wine I got as a present for someone else? Well, Heather, of course it is, but here's some advice. One, make sure you know for sure who gave you the bottle of wine or the gift or the wine gift that was associated with it so you don't wind up giving it back to them. Two, make sure it's not a bottle of wine that you have kept stuffed in the back of your closet where it got all nice and dusty. It's two vintages old and it's probably corked and the cork's sinking in. Number three, when you look to re-gift that bottle of wine, make sure in the gold writing that someone wrote to Heather on it, fingernail polish remover will take that off and all you have to do is put a little bow on it. So yes, it is safe to re-gift, but just be careful and make sure the vintages are up to date and you haven't destroyed that bottle of wine. Well, I hope we have given you some interesting ideas, and I hope that you have different thoughts on what you think the best wine gift would be. In closing, I do want to share with you, we've laughed and talked about different gifts, and of course, anything y'all want to send me is just fine. You know, I'll be happy to give you my producer. He can give you the address. Really, anything's great. But one of the best gifts I ever received was a small little package. All it did was have a little gift bag, a little bow, and I opened it up, and it was a pack of cocktail napkins. And on the cocktail napkins was, "For the woman who put the H in wine." I laughed so hard about those napkins that all the other bottles of wine, all the other great gifts I got, it really paled in comparison to this one little thoughtful, small idea. So when you're shopping for your wine lovers, just remember, clever is better. And it doesn't matter what's in the bottle. It doesn't matter what's on the price tag. What matters is that you put thought into it and that you had some fun along with the givee and the person who got the gift. So I wish you well shopping. Call us. Let us know what you found that we didn't mention. 877-4-CRUSH-1. But for now, that's all the gifts that I can give you. And we've got to end this version of The Crush. So just remember, sip socially, drink responsibly. But most of all, remember, in vino veritas, in wine there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll be back with you next week.
Got a question you'd like to ask Laura Lawson on The Wine Crush? Call us at 1-877-4-CRUSH-1. That's 1-877-427-8741. Or you can email The Wine Crush at info@winecrush.com. That's info@winecrush.com. To get the latest news from the wonderful world of wine, visit our website at winecrush.com.